Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we have been studying the subject of biblical keys to answered prayer. First of all, we took a look at the scriptures that made it very clear that God commands us to ask of Him. We see over and over again the words of Jesus in the Gospels, "Ask, and it shall be given to you. Anything you ask in my name, I will do." We find this exhortation to ask of God. John Wesley once said, "It seems that God is limited by our prayer life. He can do nothing for humanity unless someone asks Him to do it." Somehow or another, God has created a system in the Spirit where He requires the asking in order for there to be some receiving. God wants to bless you with answers. He wants to bless you with provision and with healing and with every good gift that comes down from the Father. But He has set up a system, so to speak, in the spiritual sense, where He requires of His children that they ask. But the good news is that God loves to answer. In Mark 11:24, in the Amplified Translation, it says, and these are the words of Jesus, "For this reason I'm telling you, whatever you ask in prayer, believe, trust, and be confident that it is granted to you and you will get it." God wants to get supply to you. God wants to get provision to you. God wants to get His healing power to you. He wants to get spiritual gifts to you. And yet, in order for God to get those things to us, there has to be an asking on our part. But He longs to get those supplies through the pipeline to His children. God wants us to pray and ask, and He wants us to believe when we pray and to trust and to be confident that He hears our prayers and that He is more than willing to grant our requests. In fact, He loves to answer prayer. Why is it that God loves to give so much, to give those answers? We know from John 3:16 that God gives because He loves. It says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son." God gives because He loves. God gives answers to prayer because He loves. Another reason that God wants to give you answers to your prayer is found in John 16:24, where it says, "Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be full." God gives answers to prayer so that your joy may be full. There is nothing like a direct answer to prayer, to a specific prayer, seeing the specific, amazing, magnificent, supernatural answer to prayer. It's God's delight to answer your prayer. He loves to make your joy full. A third reason that God longs to answer your prayers is so that you will bear fruit. In John 15:16, it says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, He may give you." What kind of fruit is God talking about? He said that whatever you ask the Father in His name, He may give you. God wants you to bear prayer fruit in your life. He wants you to bear the fruit of answered prayer so that you will demonstrate to the world that you serve a good and a loving God who wants to answer prayer. It is a magnificent testimony to the goodness of God when you tell a non-believer, perhaps at your workplace or in your school situation, and you share with them you're praying for a specific thing. And then you're able to come back and report the magnificent answer you received to your prayers. I have seen this in my own life, sharing with people who are unbelievers how God magnificently answered prayers. It is shocking to them because they don't know of a personal God. They certainly don't understand or have a revelation of how loving and how precious and how sweet our God is, that He's a Father to us. And like a father with a heart for his children, He longs to pour out answers. But this is a great testimony to an unbeliever. It is truly fruit in your life when you bear the fruit of answered prayer. It is a powerful witness and a testimony. So God answers prayer, loves to answer prayer, wants to give you answers to your prayer so that you might bear fruit in the earth, showing the goodness of God in your life. A fourth reason that God longs to give and loves to answer prayer is very simply because He is faithful to His word. In Hebrews 10:23, we find these powerful words: "Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for He who promised is faithful." God loves to answer prayer very simply because He loves to show Himself faithful to the word that He has given to you, to the promise that He has made. He who promised is faithful. He loves to show Himself faithful. One favorite story of mine has to do with the famous missionary to China, Hudson Taylor. Hudson Taylor, as a teenager, was not serving the Lord. He had not given his life over to Christ, even though he had a very godly set of parents. But one day, his mother was away from home visiting about 80 miles from the family homestead. While she was having dinner with friends, she was suddenly urged to get aside and to pray specifically for the conversion of her son, Hudson, who was 15 years old at that time. So she left the table and went to her room, closed the door behind her, and began to pray for several hours for the conversion of her boy. While this was going on, Hudson Taylor was back at the family home and went over to his father's library to find some books to look at, as he had nothing better to do at the time. He turned over a basket of pamphlets that he found, and he selected from among them a gospel tract that looks interesting to him. And he sat down to read that little book in an utterly unconcerned state of mind. Meanwhile, his mother, 80 miles away, was praying fervently for her son's conversion. While Hudson was reading that tract, his heart was suddenly struck with the sentence, "The finished work of Christ." Hudson Taylor wrote about that time. He said, "The thought passed through my mind." Why does the author use this expression? "Immediately the words, 'It is finished,' came to mind." "What was finished?" I replied. "A full and perfect atonement for sin. Christ died for our sins." As light flashed into my soul by the Spirit, that there was nothing to be done but to fall down on one's knees and accept this Savior and His salvation and to praise Him forever. Hudson Taylor was gloriously saved all alone in the library of his father, reading that gospel tract, while his mother, 80 miles away, was fervently praying for her son. After several hours, she felt constrained by the Holy Spirit that the very thing she'd been praying for had been accomplished. She got up and began to praise God and felt convinced that God had done the work and that her son had been saved. When she returned home about 2 weeks later, her her son met her at the door to tell her the exciting news that he had given his life to Christ. She threw her arms around his neck and said, "I know, my boy, I have been rejoicing for a fortnight." That mother knew that she served a God who answers prayer, and she knew that she could pray according to the will of God, and it most assuredly is the will of God that every person be saved. It's the will of God that your children be saved. Whether they are serving the devil today, as far from God as you can imagine them to be, God longs to save them, and He will honor your prayers, praying mother, praying father, for your children. So don't cease to ask God. He wants to answer. God answers because He's faithful to His word. And His word tells us that if we ask according to His will, we know that He hears us, and then we know that we have the petition we've asked of Him. God loves to answer prayer. He wants to answer your prayers. He wants you to be confident in His faithfulness to His promises. This is Rita Langland encouraging you to pray without ceasing and to have a victorious week. Hi, this is Rita Langland inviting you to consider becoming a partner with Hidden with Christ Ministries. Our partners are known as supply keepers. A supply keeper is one who helps to supply the temporal needs of a ministry that preaches the gospel over the radio waves around the world. Paul said about his own financial supporters that they were partakers of God's grace through partnership with him in the gospel. Would you like to be a partaker of God's grace by partnering with us to keep Keys to Victorious Christian Living on the air in your area? Then please call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS and ask for a supply keeper packet. We look forward to hearing from you. Call us at 1-866-HE-HEALS.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.